It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day and call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alvin, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out. Me and more, breathe in, breathe out. Never mind, it was time. Number nine, love the lies. Feline, with a death wish. Be right, didn't have no name on a guest list. Hold on, we're destined.
So the Texans have wrapped up practice for the day. DeMeco Ryans was asked about C.J. Stroud's contract, and the gist of it is, you earn what you deserve. He says he doesn't get into deep conversations about contracts with players, but from his experience, how you play and what you earn, is you'll get what you deserve. So that's where that stands. As I've said, this is a prove-it year for C.J., and that's it appears to be where the Texans are on that. You give us the year that makes us want to give you the contract, you'll get a contract you love. But until that happens, it's wait and see. So there it is. We will, if there's anything else that comes out of it that's notable, I'll certainly get to it. But that's the end of Texans practice for their first day of training camp. The other thing that came out of it is the media is not allowed to talk about where guys land on the depth chart, but there will be competition at certain spots, including center. So that was a conversation we had earlier in our work day when John was here. He was of the opinion, and maybe rightfully considering the conversations, that Rutledge, the rookie out of Georgia Tech, would be the starting center. That may very well be the case. You drafted him in the first round, and if you are saying the spot he'll play as center, you want him to take that job from Jake Andrews. But at least as of today, that's a spot that's going to be open to competition, with Rutledge being the incumbent. The one guy we talked about during free agency, would they try to improve that spot? Because they went and got the guards, multiple guards. Now one will play tackle because they already have Ed Ingram. And so Brayden Smith will play tackle and Wyatt Teller will play the other guard spot. So the question was, how are you going to improve the center spot? That's the one spot you haven't addressed. They did it on the first day of the draft, and that pick and Jake Andrews will go at it. You have to hope that, competition or not, this is a clear, it doesn't have to be a knockout, but a clear decision in Rutledge's favor.
Yes.
I think should be the hope for anyone.
I think if Rutledge is not playing, something's gone wrong. If he's not playing center, I think something's gone wrong. Because then that probably means Wyatt Teller or
got hurt or
is really bad. Yeah. So, I think you want it to be Ursary, Teller, Wyatt, or Ursary, Teller, Rutledge, Ingram, and then Brayden Smith. I think that's what you want left to right. As of right now, that is the plan. And obviously, they'll have to figure it out on the field, you know? I mean, again, even like Brayden Smith is a guy who we don't really talk about very much, but you pointed out. In the NFL, he's played guard. Now, he played tackle in college, and I think he played some like swing tackle maybe early in his career, but for the most part, he is a guard in recent years, so there's another guy moving positions, but at least he's played it before.
And Brayden Smith is someone who had a neck procedure in the offseason. So that is something to take into account as well as he works his way back. I know.
Is Blake Fisher still around, right?
I believe he's still on the roster.
Okay.
I don't know if he will get a chance to be that sixth offensive lineman.
Yeah.
This year, but he is still around. But
I know it's a grim question to ask, but you mentioned the neck injury that the guy they signed, and I was like, yeah, what's the depth looking like at right tackle?
Well, today Trent Brown was in.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Out there,
that's
playing.
Right.
Oh, so they did.
Blake Fisher.
You remember that all the all the movements, as far as, I mean, all the acquisitions, all the transactions the Texans made along the offensive line, Trent Brown was one of the first, and we're wondering, is at $7 million per, whatever the deal was, is he going to be your starter? Turns out they had other plans, and that plan was to bring in Braden Smith. So Trent Brown already out there in place of Braden Smith as Braden Smith is working his way back.
So I was right to ask if Blake Fisher's even on this team, because there's two tackles ahead of him at right tackle?
Right now, yes.
Oh, whatever. This is just the depth chart online has him as the backup left tackle. So it's not as grim.
Not as buried as you thought.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it makes sense, but still, you know, your second round pick from, what was that, 24? 23? 24, second round pick. Not great. Not great stuff.
So this was part of a tweet from yesterday from Aaron Wilson on Braden Smith. He's outpaced their original schedule, his rehab schedule. So he said he was on track for training camp, but it's much like the Tank Dell thing where he won't be a full go early. They're going to work him in progressively. So as it stands now, the expectation is, at least from reports, that Braden Smith will be ready to go when the games begin, but he is not a full go right now.
Yeah, and hey, listen, you know, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
I've heard that before, Sean, in multiple avenues.
There's plenty of guys that need the reps. There's plenty of guys that, hey, let's give them a shot. So, man, this offensive line, they really got, Cacera's got to get one of these right. He really does. He needs to have a good offensive line during his time as GM or whatever, president of football operation, whatever his actual title is, of the Texans. Like, it would be really helpful for him to really nail one.
He has tried in multiple ways to get this done, has never been able to really get it right. This is the one that, at least right now, gives people the most hope. Because they've heard of these players, they've played good football in other spots.
First round pick,
However the recipe has come together, this is the one where people expect a good end product.
Because now I'm really staring at it, and we're talking through, like we just kind of go like, yep, Ursary left tackle, right guard Ed Ingram, like we're just like, yep, lock it in, no questions asked, and go back 12 months, like we weren't.
Ed Ingram was rated one of the worst players at his position.
Yeah.
In his last year with the Vikings.
And Ursary, I'd say, had a solid rookie year. He wasn't a disaster by any means, but he also wasn't – I was never like, oh, my God, they really nailed one out of the park with Ursary. He's good. He's a good rookie left tackle. We'll see him build on that. But, yeah, I mean, so much, and rightfully so, has been talked about the acquisitions that they made, like the outside help that they got. The holdovers, too, are like, again, we're basing it off of one season for each of them of solid play. So it really is just we're going to talk a lot about Tank Dell. We're going to talk a lot about Higgins and Knoll. It might just come down to what these five guys have.
Before we go to break, some tough news for Sean.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
We got Texas on Texas crime in Dolphins camp. Michael Taft picks off Quinn Ewers.
Iron sharpening iron. The two seventh-round picks,
I guess,
going at it.
How many times did that happen in college and in practice?
Yeah, yeah.
And now it's happened on the
pro
level.
I forgot the Dolphins have, like five Texas Longhorns in the last 2 years.
They have more, too, I think, the outside linebacker, rush-in type. So
DJ Campbell, right?
Yes, they signed him.
Yeah.
Did they draft him? Was he a draft? I don't remember. Was he
either UDFA or sixth-round pick.
Late pick or UDFA. But Michael Taft gets Quinn Ewers.
Man, I'm going to have to watch a lot of Dolphins football this season.
Preseason, that's where you get a lot of Taft and Quinn Ewers. maybe that's when you'll get to see those two go at, and DJ Campbell too. I don't know how much they'll play in the regular season.
And if things go right for me, and if things go right for the Dolphins, maybe Arch Manning's their quarterback next year. You need both things to happen, but They didn't quite tank for Tua. I was gonna say it didn't quite work out, but they did get the fifth pick and got the guy that the alliteration was for.
Yes, though when the time came, they were desperately trying to trade up for Joe Burrow.
Well, you know,
you get it.
Things happen in college football.
Things do happen.
The guy that was like a only fine SEC quarterback one year then turns into one of the best of all time.
College quarterback. You just never know. Yeah, Joe Burrow.
Who's been to the playoffs more recently, though? Tua or Joe Burrow?
Have the Bengals been since 23? That's when the Dolphins have made it.
It's 22, I think, the last time.
When they beat the Bills and lost. I don't remember. Sorry, not a Bengals historian or a Burrow one.
I was trying to give Tua a win there.
It's not necessary. He plays for the Falcons. We had this conversation. It ain't necessary anymore. You're a big Tua fan.
I just want to... I kind of like him.
I don't dislike him. It's just it didn't work out.
That's always the funny thing, especially with that draft with the Tua Herbert wars. I was like, I kind of like both of them. as a neutral, I'm like, I don't really have – there's not a guy that I'm like, how's this bum in this conversation? So three solid quarterbacks.
Yeah. And
things happen with Tua.
The Bengals have not made the playoffs since 22. Boom. So Tua has made the playoffs recently.
People were freezing digits off, but they made it.
Yeah. We'll see if he can help the Falcons win a very mediocre NFC South.
Has Skylar Thompson played a playoff game more recently? No, not right.
He played in 22.
Okay, so tied with Joe Burrow.
Yeah, but he played a wild card round game. So Joe Burrow made the AFC title game that year.
So
Joe Burrow advanced further.
two weeks more recently than Skylar
Thompson. That's correct, unfortunately, for Joe Burrow and the Bengals. We mentioned some college football as we were wrapping up our NFL conversation. Well, with all the money being paid to players and coaches, the NCAA is finding a way to impact one player in a very petty way. We'll get to that when we come back.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
It's the Del Alalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Del Alalea.
So as we went to break, I mentioned this. The NCAA is suspending a Tennessee linebacker for 2 games. And why? Illegal benefits don't really exist anymore. Not for taking money he shouldn't have taken. Not for a drug suspension. Arian Carter will miss the first 2 games of the season because he accepted a $427 flight from an agent after he declared for the draft. Now, he took it. He decided, I don't want to be in the draft, so he's back at Tennessee. But it will cost him his first 2 games of what would be the final year of his college career. $427 worth of flights. One flight is going to cost him 2 games.
How is this possible? How can he not be like, here's a $500 check?
Yeah, the NIL will cover it, right?
Keep the change, buddy.
I'm sure whatever Tennessee is paying him through NIL would be enough to cover. Can't you just give the money back and you're good? Why does he have to miss 2 games?
I have no idea. That's crazy. This headline sounds like it's from 2013.
I saw someone go headline out of 1996.
Yeah.
This is what it feels like.
Although, in those days, it would have been 12 games,
yeah,
not
he,
two.
Yeah, he just missed the entire season.
But, yeah, it is. I guess, at least by the 2010s, guys were only getting suspended. Only getting suspended, like, 2 or 3 games for this kind of stuff. You know, like the Johnny Manziel
autographs.
Autographs, Todd Gurley autographs. Yeah, like. I think Gurley missed like a game or two.
Yeah, and Johnny just missed the half.
Yeah, against Rice. It was a big – they needed him against Rice.
Definitely. But,
yeah, $427 in 2026.
So the agent gave him money for the flight. Josh Heupel in a statement said, once Carter decided to end his relationship with the agent, he repaid the agent for the flight. In January, the NCAA originally suspended him for 3 games. So they came down from 3 to 2.
Oh, thank you, NCAA. Yeah, Furman, week 1. All right, cool.
A road game at Tech.
Georgia Tech, week 2. It was like,
No Haynes King, so we'll see how they do.
Yeah, but I at least I would prefer my linebacker be able to play.
To chase around the younger Mendoza?
Yeah, or oh, they got a running back whose last name is Haynes, too, but it's a different.
Is it Justice Haynes?
I forgot if it was Justice or Jamal. There's two running backs. One's named Justice and was on Georgia Tech last year. Another one is named Jamal and is either that guy that I'm thinking of or the new guy.
Justice Haynes.
Haynes is the new guy.
He was at Michigan and Alabama.
Okay. So
the other one,
Jamal Haynes was last year's guy.
I believe they did have a Haynes.
They had a Haynes and a Haynes King. Yeah, and now they have a new Haynes.
Jamal Haynes is now with the Bengals.
Okay. Helping
out Burrow. As a running back. Justice Haynes is replacing him at Georgia Tech.
I think I just confused everyone listening. But it's whatever.
Is a Georgia Tech running back who could possibly get chased down by Aaron Carter. Except he won't have to worry about it now because NCAA decided two games for a flight that you for the money that you took for a flight that you repaid.
Should have suspended him four games, NCAA.
Why? Is Texas on?
Yeah, they play Texas week four. Can he only serve it against?
You'd rather him play against Georgia Tech and serve it against Texas?
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to get your wish, Sean.
He can play. All right, how about this? He can play Furman, suspended Georgia Tech, play Kennesaw State, suspended Texas. I think that's fair. I think that's fair for everyone involved.
Everyone, huh?
For 420. You know, it's you can tell it's a really ticky-tack penalty because all the headlines have $427.
They like, want it known.
They have the exact
that
price.
He is missing out on two games for that amount of money for a flight where the money is just flowing when it comes to NIL.
They can itemize. Yeah. What? It's not like – because sometimes when it is like a – $2,000 XYZ. It's like 2,000 and some change. It's 2,000, you know, 2,100 or something. This is just like, no, 427 and 58 cents. Like they should just throw in the cents that
the tax.
Whatever
the tax.
Did he check a bag?
Change came out to be. Yeah. Did the agent pay for the $50 bag fee? What happened? So the headlines is telling everyone that this is ridiculous. And yet, he's going to miss two games when in these programs, money is really no object. But they decided they can't come down on tampering. Like, Dabo's still waiting for Ole Miss to get punished for tampering with his linebacker.
Right.
This is the thing that I guess they believe they can enforce. So he's going to miss two games. And they initially gave him three. So he was going to miss the Kennesaw State game. But it's been, I guess, bargained down to two. It's a real ridiculous organization.
It's crazy. It's like,
what are you enforcing? He took the money. He repaid the agent. I'm sure there's evidence that he repaid them or repaid the agent. And if not, how about he tacks on another 427 if you don't believe it? So now you know he gave him 427, and let's keep it moving. This is the thing you want to take a hard look at with all the other things going on. I know they're impotent. I know they know they're impotent, but this is the one they decide we can have some say over, some power over. Okay. Hey, agents and players, we still got something there. There's no other place where we can enforce rules.
Yeah.
But the agent-player conversations, the agent-player relationships, we can still reign with the iron fist.
Brennan Sorsby was out there.
He was going to play.
Like he's Adam Sandler in Uncut Gems.
They couldn't beat Brennan Sorsby until the conference itself said, you want to play this game? And Tech and Sorsby said, nah, we're good. But the NCAA wasn't going to be able to do anything about it. The Big 12 had to get creative in challenging Tech and Sorsby on their conviction about having him play this year, and that's why he's no longer a part of the roster. They lost to Trinidad and that Ole Miss judge, but I guess this couldn't be heard in Knoxville, so they were able to win this one.
Yeah, and actually, I mean, a detail from the ESPN article about this, he played through a foot injury late in the 2025 season. After declaring for the draft, he aggravated the injury, needed surgery, and ultimately decided to return for So he went from... He went from, I'm playing through an injury and then I'll go to the draft to actually I need surgery so I won't go to the draft, go back to school, and also for my troubles. Yeah. I'm getting suspended 2 games.
Yeah. He was well on his way to being an NFL player, at least attempting to be, until the injury popped up again. So now he's got to miss a couple games. That's tough. Eric, you want to talk Astros trade? Hold on to the break. We'll get to you and anyone else. The number is 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's the Del Olalea Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Let's get to Eric. He held to the break. We appreciate it. He wants to talk Astros trade. What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys. Yeah, sorry. I've been vacationing in Europe. But, on ESPN yesterday, they had these crazy trades. JP3 going to the Red Sox and Yordan going to the White Sox. And, Bill, are you going to see the new RoboCop series on Prime Video? I'll hang up and listen.
Well, I know you've been in Europe. Hopefully you had a good time. Glad that you're back. Do we believe he was in Europe?
You can never tell.
It's questionable, right? You can never tell. Hopefully you had a great time in the Swiss Alps. But as far as the Astros, they're not trading Peña. That was a story that the Red Sox are interested. The Astros have put it out there that they're not making that trade, and Yordan's not going anywhere either. They are not sellers. They are 2 games back of the AOS lead. And whether you think that's something that should really keep them from making a move that might help the team in the future, we have another conversation for the umpteenth time on this particular subject. It's not part of the Jim Crane way of doing business. Yordan Peña will more than likely walk away for nothing before they get traded, particularly in the middle of a season. Maybe you sneak that in during the offseason.
Yeah.
But as it stands now, just expect those two guys to be around and be on the roster as the Astros try to win the AOS.
Yeah. They're 7-3 in their last 10. They're not trading.
Nothing about what they've done so this last month or so says we should trade anyone.
And I mean, at this point, you know, with the deadline on Monday, I mean, they have 1 game against the Angels and a weekend series against the Rangers. Like, there's really not that much that can, I guess, if they get swept by the Rangers. Like, but even then.
Yeah, they lose tonight and they lose to the Rangers.
Yeah, I don't know. It feels like, I think we played sound, or maybe we just talked about the Chandler Rome after the All-Star break, where he's like, they're going to buy, unless they go, whatever, 3-9 over the next 12 games.
And they've
like,
exceeded that win total already.
It's like they're not going to, although after the Baltimore series. Eric, if you left the country right after the Baltimore series and didn't hear anything about the Astros and then came back, I would understand.
I think the first thing I said after the sweep, that's a bad baseball team. Because they were playing bad baseball. And since that point, they've turned it around. They're no longer playing bad baseball. They are not a bad baseball team. So
2 series wins. Like,
yeah. And they have, as you laid out, a big series coming up. So, Eric, don't worry about it. As far as the RoboCop series, you got more?
Oh, no. It's about the Rangers series. We can talk about it later.
Yeah. As far as the RoboCop series, yes, I'm in. I'll watch. I'll give any IP a chance. Speaking of that, did you see the trailer for the new Thomas Crown Affair?
No, I did not.
Michael B. Jordan and Adria Arjona. They're the two. They're taking the place of, what was it? Who was in the original? Clooney and Rene Russo? I forgot who were the stars of that first movie that came out in 99. No, it was
Pierce Brosnan
and Rene Russo. This time around, the two leads will be the woman who could be the next Wonder Woman and Michael B. Jordan, Killmonger. Or Smoke a Stack, however you want to position Michael B. Jordan.
Adonis Creed.
Yeah, Adonis Creed, however you want to position him. He will be starring as Thomas Crown. And Adria Arjona will be in it as well. In 2027. So that trailer's out if you want to watch. And sticking with movies and television, I got a tweet a couple days ago from Art. Not that Art, a different Art. With a serious question regarding House of the Dragon, which Sean had some issues with when we talked about it off air today. I'll try to find it. But he was asking if House of the Dragon, as it stands now, is flirting with the glory days of Game of Thrones. Here's his question. Is it too soon to talk about the early death scene? Probably. So I'll answer that for you. Also, this season is starting to feel like the glory days of Game of Thrones. I have enjoyed season three quite a bit. I know there was some mixed feelings on this latest episode, not just from Sean, but from podcasts I listened to about the show. I had a fine time watching this past episode. I enjoyed it quite a bit. I think this season so far has been much better than season two as far as the pacing.
Yeah.
Because season two was supposed to end with the battle. We never got the battles that they came in season one. Season two was supposed to be 10 episodes. Instead, it was only 8. We will see how they finish the season. We got 2 more episodes to go. But I have it in strong contention as the best season of House of the Dragon. I don't know if it's prime Game of Thrones. It's very hard to think back to that and compare anything to it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not all being
fresh and new.
It's also not being prime Game of Thrones. Like, let's be real.
It's one prime man's, Game it's of one Thrones? Man's question.
I know, but like, whatever you think the prime season 3, season 4 Game of Thrones, season 5 maybe. Like, all right, let's all ease up a little. There's like 99% of shows aren't as good as those as whatever the best season of That's Game true. Of Thrones was. I will say it. I have liked the season. It is just the last, I'd say, like 2 episodes where I'm like, all right, like it is like season 2 where they just keep talking about doing the next big thing. You know, whichever character it is, whether it's Alicent trying to get out of her situation or them having to deal with the occupied town and all that. It's like, it just has been like one episode too long of talking about all the problems and not really solving any of them that really happen. So it's more of the, again, it kind of slipped back into season two pacing of like, hey, I was told this season's going to be crazy and action packed. And it's kind of been,
wow, we've got Michael Carroll making an appearance. He just walked in, pointed at you, and shook his head at you in a way that suggests you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Whatever.
He is.
Get on, Mike.
he can save it till Friday if he wants to. He got to wait till
Friday.
You
don't have to. Okay,
yeah, he doesn't have to, but he can. And he also has a Spider-Man review he's got to hold on to till Friday as well. So he's got to do that.
Notice he doesn't debate me on the merits of my argument and is resorted to off mic shrugging and eye rolling. Yeah, this isn't.
What?
I'm trying to have an intellectual conversation.
You don't have to invoke whatever.
About the Dragon Show.
You don't have to invoke whatever political surrogate you're imitating here. You don't have to. You don't have to do that here.
Debate me.
Debate.
I'm on a folding chair in a college campus. Debate me.
Debate has been set for Friday at 11:30. We have the debate time. It's Friday at 11:30. You can have that conversation then. Michael's got stuff to do.
All right.
And beyond challenging Sean on his thoughts on the Dragon Show, as he put it, he will also, as I said, break down the newest Spider-Man movie, which is getting great reviews so far, so good for Marvel and Sony on this one.
Again, I would just like to say I've liked the season. It's just this last episode. I'm itching. I'm itching for.
Do I have to pull the Michael?
Whatever.
Come on.
Okay.
Come on with this guy. That's pretty much what he said. Come on.
Yeah. So you like the Damon stuff of just like, yeah, okay, we still trying to look for the guy who did all this. All right. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
While I listen to you bemoan
Ormond Hightower, being a menace.
While I listen to you bemoan a show that's sacking up with Prime Game of Thrones, as tweeted by our listener, thank you to Art for that. One of the problems is the books don't have much in them. What they're based off of, you've got to flesh things out. The books don't have enough, really, without you. In some cases, unfortunately, repeating some conversations as you try to adapt a text that doesn't have a lot of things to flesh out. This is why we get stuck in scenarios where you have an 8-episode season and it feels like you're repeating a conversation that you've heard from two episodes ago.
The IMDb scores agree with me. Just saying. 9.2, 9.3.
Oh, yeah, the season.
8.2, 7.5, 7.8, 7.8. That's all I'm saying. That generally tracks with what I think. Although, one of those sevens, I think the Tumbleton episode, I liked a little bit better. But, yeah, it's just the last two episodes, I'm a little like, yeah, got it. Orman, not exactly the mentor you'd want.
Hey.
Not exactly.
Michael just came in here and said, you don't know ball. That's all. That's okay. All. Okay. You guys can have your conversation on Friday.
Stay on that side.
Coming back, we'll see how Sean feels about wings and wing day. Because while he tried to turn this into a debate show.
Debate me.
I don't know if you think this is First Take or this is a college campus and you just have 25 people come in here and tell you how House of the Dragon is great and you think it's been mediocre the last couple episodes. We're not doing that here. But what we will do is tell you about some wing deals because it's wing day. And whether you wanted to get into a debate with Sean about what's a wing and what isn't, we welcome those calls. But maybe you want to go to Wingstop. Maybe you want to go to Buffalo Wild Wings. We'll give you all the special deals on Wing Day when we come back.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to the Del Olalea Show. That's kind of full of sports, but also filled with a lot of movie talk. Now back to the Huntington Bank Studios with Del Olalea and Sean Mapes.
We've got another carted off situation. Not with the Texans, thankfully, but another Aggie, unfortunately. Last week it was Nick Sporton. This week, Shamar Stewart carted off with an apparent leg injury. It's not apparent. If you've seen the video, it's nasty. Looks like some hyperextension thing going on. The leg is bending in a way it shouldn't. You see the trainers working with him, and he walks off the field, head down, dejected. So another Aggie pass rusher carted off the field. And I think this was, I don't know if this was the Bengals' first day of training camp with the guys on the field, but if it's not, it was pretty close. And then, so that follows up the Nick Sporton injury, and that turned out to be an ACL where Nick Sporton will be done for the year. We'll see what happens with Shamar Stewart. So that's unfortunate. It's part of camp, man. And you just hope and pray you get through it without one of the guys you hope are going to contribute to your team suffering that type of injury. But Shamar Stewart didn't look good watching that video. All right, so we'll move on from that. We talked a little bit about it because I saw the list of potential options for you for Wing Day. Now, National Wing Day is today. All these are valid only for today. I don't know where you're, what wing chain is your wing of choice. Maybe you're more of a person who supports one of the local smaller shops. But as far as the chains go, we've got Wingstop, Buffalo Wild Wings, the two biggies, then 7-Eleven, Popeyes, Pizza Hut, Hooters, Zaxby's, and Whataburger. Sean ruled out 7-Eleven before even hearing the deal.
I mean, I just, they're swimming in some deep waters.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna say that.
So I'll start with a 7-Eleven deal / okay. Speedway. Get a 10-pack of wings delivered for $8 through the 7-Eleven app.
7-Eleven delivers?
Apparently. All right. I was unaware. Maybe sure. Maybe through a second party or third party they have
yeah.
delivered.
Okay.
Who knows?
All right. Wingstop
today, you get 5 wings for free with a $10 order. You also have to use their app. Go online or use their app. And you have to use promo code FREEWINGS. So
$10 order.
Any $10 order, you get 5 wings free.
That's okay. That's basically an order of five wings. I think a 10 piece is like $15. So, all right. Okay. So I will just say not most
compelling,
enticing.
Not compelling so far?
Yeah. I'm holding out like Vita Vea for more.
you tweaked your ankle. You can't go to Wingstop.
I might tweak my thumb. I can't go to the app.
Sorry, I can't download or get to the app. Buffalo Wild Wings is providing this. 6 free wings with any $15 takeout or delivery order.
Okay.
They did not change up the promo code. They also use Free Wings as their promo code, just like Wingstop.
Okay. So six. If I spend $15, I get a free 6 piece.
As long as it's a takeout order. Okay. You can't sit there and eat your free wings in front of them,
fine
apparently.
With me. Fine with me.
Hooters. I don't know how you feel about their wings. 10 wings for $7.29, bone in or boneless with a drink purchase. So you are not getting free wings. You're getting a discount on wings. Yeah. And it's dine-in only.
Okay. That's better. I mean, just from the standpoint of I can only spend $7 and get this deal.
Yeah.
Like the other ones, I still have to spend $15 on wings.
But you also
get slightly more.
You also have to buy your drink.
That's
separate.
Whatever.
Okay. All right. And then this is pretty straightforward. Zaxby's, 10 wings for $10. You have your choice of rubs and sauces.
Okay. Zaxby's and Hooters are
leading the chase.
Yeah.
Whataburger. They're not known for their wings. A 9-piece order of Whata wings, you get one free. I don't know if that's just one extra wing.
Oh, what? I'm not getting another.
Buy a 9-piece order of Whata wings.
And get one wing?
I don't know. I don't know if that means an extra. I don't know if that means an extra wing or another 9-piece.
I'm
for free.
Like, I actually.
You want to know. Now you're interested.
I have to go to. No, just because I have to know. Are they only giving me one wing?
But this is what it says.
That's an insult to the spirit of National Wing Day. I'll just say that. If that's true.
A 9-piece order of Whata wings, get one free in the app. Maybe that means you get another order. In fact, I have the Whataburger app on my phone right now.
I'd prefer that.
I'll see what happens.
I can't find. They're really pushing those peach season. Peaches and cream shake?
Yeah, I have not tried that yet.
Neither have I. I can't find the
okay,
deal on the app.
On the app, buy one, get one free. So I think it means you get an order of wings for free.
Okay, good.
Today only, because it's National Wing Day. If you buy one, yeah, okay. It's buy one, get one. There it is. So no worries, Sean.
Okay.
You go get yourself 9. You can get 9 for free.
Okay. I'm not sure if that's that, you know.
If the Whata wings are compelling enough for you to try that?
Yeah, no, I'm probably not trying any of these, to be honest. But
no, I get it. Understood.
Probably not. But that's at least not an insult to
Wing
again,
Day.
The spirit of National Chicken Wing Day.
And let's Pizza Hut, buy one, get one, same deal.
Okay.
And then Popeyes, get 6-piece wings for free. With any $10 purchase.
See, I think you got to go buy one, get one, at the very least. Like these,
double
like,
up on your order.
These, like, you get 5 wings if you spend $15. Like, what are we talking about, guys? Do you know how little $15 worth of wings
gets
is
you? Yeah.
At this in this economy?
You're making a solid point.
Like, okay, cool. So I can have 10 wings for $15. Whoa. Oh, my God. What a deal. Thanks, Wingstop. Which is my favorite.
Just as far as chain wings go,
yes,
it is my
of these
favorite
listed,
place.
These
yes.
are my favorite. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, again, you got to go BOGO at least. The Hooters one for 10 wings for $7 and a drink. That's pretty good.
This really doesn't match up with the Pantheon, the big moments of like National Pancake Day. I remember those days. This is a little different.
No one
doesn't hit the same.
Yeah, no. We were losing the spirit of National Fast Food Day. National insert fast food or National, you know, bad food day. We're really, I mean, now it's just become so corporatized and it's all just, you know. It's a war. There's a war.
Like college kids used to feast on days like this. Not anymore.
Back in my day, let's get the interns in here. Let me tell you. Let me tell you about. Back
you
want
to round them
day.
Up and talk to them about what you used
day.
To do
yeah.
on days like this.
You get 5 free wings if Texas football won. All right, you get 5 free, no questions asked.
Doesn't matter if you care about Texas football or not.
We would get a drink, one drink, and then 5 free wings, and that was what we would eat. And so we'd eat 5 wings for like $2.50. That's what we used to do in this country. All right. I don't know. The tone for me really shifted between
which one of the deals really got you here?
What was it? 5 free wings for $15.
That one got to you. Huh?
Like what? I got six wings for 15. I have to spend $15 for the right to get six for free. Yeah. Oh my god!
It's not gonna get me on your app. It's not gonna get me to make the purchase
using the offer code free wings. They're $15 wings.
They're not free wings.
It's whatever. 16 wings for $15 is basically what you're giving me. Get bent. go! I was gonna say something.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I did not know we would get here, but we got here.
Yeah,
this all paid off for me.
This is disgusting.
There were days where they wouldn't dream of trying to pull this on us.
In 2015, this gets you laughed out of the room.
Like, this is not an offer. This is brutal.
What happened? What happened to our country? First, you got Rhaenyra feeding the small folk.
Hey. Don't allow your House of the Dragon issues to bleed into
Tumbleton
National Wing
must
Day.
Burn, damn it.
National Wing Day.
Go win the war.
You and Damon think a lot alike.
We're gods.
I hope it stops there because of some other things Damon's into. Hope you're not into
There's some off the field questions with Damon.
quite a bit. Murdering of wives,
children,
sleeping with your niece.
A lot of bad stuff.
Yeah, not great.
Listen.
But sometimes.
As a tactical mind, I think we could all go for a little, thinking a little more like Damon.
Particularly if you don't care about the denizens of Tumbleton.
The small folk, really? We're going to hang up on the small? Okay, whatever. As long as they get their $15 wings, I guess everything's cool.
You saw what happened to one of his descendants when she stopped caring about the small folk. When she burnt the city to a ground. You saw what happened to her. There's a Stark lurking somewhere ready to jabber the heart with a knife.
Right now you got the high towers causing a ruckus.
It's true.
Killing all my gold cloaks.
Well, there's a thing that I guess will be connected if I start reading more. We don't see the high towers in Game of Thrones. What happened to them?
I don't know. I don't know. The last two episodes, not much. I'll say that.
That's true.
A lot of talking. A lot of talking.
They're currently living and thriving right now. We'll see what happens in the final couple episodes and then the final season, which will be the next one. All right. That music means we're done. I did not know National Wing Day, along with Sean's complaints about House of the Dragon, would get him to a point where he's saying, screw everything, including the wing chains in our area.
But yeah, I've also been up since 6 in the morning.
He's not used to it. He's hungry also, and he's not used to it.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting a little hangry. I will say, hand up, I might have said some things I regret.
It's nice to be self-aware. Yeah. Sometimes you just have to understand.
I stand by Tumbleton must burn.
Wow. There's poor Hugh and his wife.
That wife.
Oh, you're against her too now, huh? All Hugh was doing was trying to raise up the family, right? He was reaching for the stars. And
stand by your man.
He was reaching for the stars. She was trying to pull him back to the ground, and this is where we are.
Can't trust him.
Women or wives? Why not both?
Can't trust him.
Okay. Go watch House of the Dragon if you want to understand what the hell we're talking about.
Why I'm screaming that Tumbleton must burn.
Yeah. Random city name you've never heard of unless you watch the show. All right. We're done. Hey, we've been doing this for 5 hours. Excuse us some of our delirium. We'll try it again tomorrow. At least I will. Sean will have his normal schedule. AJ will be in for him. We'll talk to you tomorrow. You know what? I've been here so long I forgot. Since we're done for the day, Sean, what does that music mean?
It was a disgusting performance.
Wing Day. Not what it used to be. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
We expected the thuggery.
ESPN 97.5.
This is Ron Insano with your market scoreboard report on ESPN 97.5.
In today's trend watching, the world's leading market has collapsed rather